your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, are you involved in a mixed activity? That is, one which offers both taxable and exempt supplies? The Tax Administration of Jamaica wishes to remind you that input tax amounts incurred in relation to exempt activities are not allowable deductions. Consequently, where input tax is incurred for expenses common to both taxable and exempt activities, for example rent, you are obligated to apportion the input tax amounts so that the portion pertaining to the exempt activity is not claimed. All taxpayers should be mindful of this, but more so those whose activities predominantly fall in the exempt category, for example the petroleum sector, as audit adjustments could prove quite expensive. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
Facilities are being established in qualified communities for residents to access the internet through the Universal Service Fund, USF. The USF is in charge of setting up community access points at different locations across the island. How can your community benefit from community access points? Get the facts now.
Community access points are really internet facilities established in qualified communities and are available for Jamaican residents to access the internet.
Chief Executive Office of the Universal Service Fund, Hugh Cross. Community access points, CAPS, allow individuals to use computers and associated equipment at approved locations. These locations include schools, libraries, community centers, and post offices across the island. Community groups can lobby for CAPS to be established in their district once the facilities are up to standard.
Qualification includes the availability of a safe and secure facility, that is to say a building, to host the requisite equipment. And we look for sound leadership at the local level, such as citizens' associations, and the leadership is required to administer the facility over the long run and to ensure its sustainability.
Any community which meets these primary criteria may apply for assistance from the Universal Service Fund to establish internet facilities or CAPS. Community groups are required to complete a standard application and submit to the USF with the requisite information to evaluate the request.
In addition, though, a Universal Service Fund project officer will visit the location to assess the condition of the facility and also to do an assessment of the local leadership that will administer the facility. If the assessment is successful, the application with the requisite recommendation is then submitted for approval by the relevant authority within the Universal Service Fund.
The USF works with the Church Community, Social Development Commission, and the National Housing Trust to identify potential communities for the setting up of community access points.
Universal Service Fund CAPS are designed to provide internet access to Jamaican residents who do not normally have their private internet links. And that is for their personal development and also for national economic advancement and improved efficiencies.
Chief Executive Officer of the Universal Service Fund, Hugh Cross. The initiatives being undertaken by the USF are in an effort to ensure that by 2030, Jamaica has a technology-enabled society. For further information, call the Universal Service Fund at 926-1727. That's where we leave you on this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Get the facts. Get the facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.